Sri Lanka's government is promising it will find and punish anyone linked to an Islamist group believed to be responsible for the Easter Sunday bombings. But as politicians and officials blame each other for the tragedy, it's becoming clear just how obvious the danger was. Not only did authorities know the group was gathering explosives, they ignored warnings from the country's Muslim leaders about radical elements within their community. From Colombo, Eric Torchek reports.
A few days ago, Sri Lanka's Christians fled Islamist terror attacks. Now, Muslims in one part of the country are fleeing reprisals.
From last night, they are trying to attack them and break their houses and saying, go away from this area, something like that.
Muslim refugees from Pakistan have been living in Negombo, where one of the deadliest church bombings occurred. Refugee Farah Jamil says they've now been chased out by angry locals. They're hitting us, she says. Even our landlord is not letting us live here. She's saying to get out of here and go wherever you want to go, but don't live here. About 10% of Sri Lanka's population is Muslim. Community leaders say they warned authorities about an extremist cleric who's believed to have planned the Easter Sunday attacks. Government Minister Rauf Hakim is the leader of the Sri Lanka Muslim Congress, the largest Islamic political party.
As late as January this year, the Council of Theologians of the Muslim community had made an official complaint to the police that this radical, self-appointed, so-called Muslim cleric should be apprehended and his activity should be looked into thoroughly.
But Mr. Hakim says no one expected violence on the scale of the bombings.
Nobody would ever even dare think that a Sri Lankan Muslim could turn into such a murderous, dangerous extremist who could go to this extent and do such dastardly things.
The warning signs were glaring. Police had found a cache of explosives in January when they arrested members of an Islamist group in the country's northwest. However, Sri Lanka's security services did not act earlier this month when they received warning of an imminent threat of suicide bombings in Catholic churches. That failure has led the country's president to sack the defence secretary and chief police inspector. Now, both Christians and Muslims are afraid. In the Colombo street where two of the bombers lived, neighbours like Taiba Razak are worried there'll be more violence.
All the kids in the lane, everybody is scared. Even my small brother is even not going to bathroom alone. He was not like that. If no one is having a proper sleep, not a proper meal, everybody is like thinking what will happen the next moment. Even when I sleep in the night also, I think don't know whether I will get up the next morning.
That's Muslim Sri Lankan Taiba Razak ending that report by Eric Torchek in Colombo.